1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Chris Gardini's from Patchogue. You might remember him from America's Got Talent. He was a Golden Buzzer winner, by the way. Finished as a semifinalist. He's now releasing his first single, which was written by a Grammy writer. And born with a rare eye disease, that's where he was born with a gene in his eye. He had a rare surgery to stop him from actually going blind, now donating the proceeds of this single to nonprofits that support vision-impaired children. Well done. And we welcome Christian to the airwaves of LI News Radio. Great to have you, Christian. Great story. America's Got Talent. What season? What year?
It was season 12. It was 2016 and 2017, which was really, really cool.
So you got a Golden Buzzer. Anyone who doesn't know the show, they have the opportunity, the judges have, of pretty much getting you through. In other words, you're going right to the main arena, which I guess is in Vegas, the finals and everything else. And Christian was streamlined right through. Is that right?
It used to be in New York right before Simon came on, which was the 11th season. It was in New York, and that was when Howard Stern was on. So after Simon came, they started doing the finals, the live shows in L.A. They did it in the Dolby Theater, which was oh my, it's huge. The Dolby Theater is awesome.
Fantastic stuff. And what wooed you over as far as Simon and the group there? What song did you sing? How did you get that buzzer?
It's weird because I was actually planning to do a Stevie Wonder song called Love's in Need of Love Today. It's got a really good message. But I had a few songs prepared, and for the rehearsals, the producers were there, and I was singing Love's in Need of Love Today. I had Make It Rain for one of the audition songs, and I had Who's Loving You for one of the audition songs. And I sang all three of them, and right maybe 5-10 minutes before my audition, the producers said, we really love Love's in Need of Love Today, but we think Who's Loving You is incredible. And I was like, whoa. It was like your decision. You could choose whichever you want. And in the end, I decided to go with Who's Loving You. I was like, there had to be a reason. I'm gonna go for it. And that Who's Loving You was already like the song I've been doing for years and years before the show. So I did Who's Loving You, and Howie gave me his Golden Buzzer, which I did not expect at all. I was so nervous, but it was cool. It was so cool.
Fantastic stuff. Christian Gardino with us. He's from Patchogue, folks. Semifinalist he was on America's Got Talent. So you finished that way, right, as a semifinalist when all said and done there, Christian?
Yes, I finished as a semifinalist, and... It was really nerve-wracking. The live shows, once you get the Golden Buzzer, you skip the middle rounds, which are like the judge cuts, and then you go straight through to the live shows. So you have the one night, which is the performance night, and then the next night is the results night. The results night is literally the most tense day night. It's like everybody's nervous. It's awful. I hate the tense feeling that I had on those days. It was so nerve-wracking.
Can't imagine. It's incredible. And anyway, from there, your career has gone in the right direction. Tell me what happened thereafter. Now you're releasing a single here written by a Grammy writer. Tell us a little bit about what happened after.
Yes, well, so actually, we actually just released the song not too long ago. The song is called Missing Part of Me, and it was written by songwriter Sasha Scarbeck, and he is an absolutely incredible songwriter. He's written huge hits like James Blunt's You're Beautiful. He wrote Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. He wrote for Adele. So it was really, really cool being able to work with Sasha Scarbeck. And he's just an incredible, you know, he's an incredible songwriter. He's also an incredible musician, and he's a really good person. Like, he's just nice, and it was awesome being able to work with him. And you could find the song on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and it's called Missing Part of Me.
Fantastic stuff. You're listening to a semifinalist from Long Island on America's Got Talent. His name is Christian Gardino. He was 18 years of age. And,
18,
you know, and, you know, I was told, I was told you had to overcome a couple of things, including a rare eye disease. Give us an idea of that, and some surgery was needed. How did it all come out? Give us a lowdown there.
Yeah, well, I was actually born with a rare eye disease called Leber's congenital amaurosis. People call it LCA for short, but it essentially causes you to be legally blind. And when I was getting tested on as a baby, they told my mom that I would have the type of LCA that would either improve slightly over time or remain stable. But growing up, I started to notice a decline in my vision over time. And by the time I was 11 years old, it started to worry both me and my mom. So we did some research and found a support group on Facebook. And we got invited through the support group. We got invited to a conference that was actually in Philadelphia. And we went to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP, and got tested there. And that's where we found out at that conference that LCA, that's what we learned when I was a baby, wasn't true. I would be going completely blind by the time I hit age 15 to 30, because what LCA does is it's pretty much a missing gene, and since that gene isn't in your eye, it's not there to produce the proteins that your cells need to live and see. So then your cells start dying off because they're not getting that protein, and that's what causes the inevitable blindness.
So in essence, you had the surgery. Now, was it a complicated surgery, and what were the results?
So I received an experimental gene therapy, and what the gene therapy was is it takes a copy of that missing gene. In my case, it was the RPE65 genes. It was one of the only genes they were doing clinical trials for, which was really lucky. But they took a copy of that gene, they injected it into a safe virus, and they injected it into your eye. Now, the safe virus helps the gene find its missing place in your eye, and once the gene's there, it starts producing the proteins that your cells need to live and see. So then you start to gain vision, and it stops that inevitable blindness.
Yeah, and did it seem to work? I mean, was that the case? Did you have good results?
Absolutely.
That's great stuff. Now, you put out a single, and you use a lot of the proceeds, which I love. I mean, you know, listen, I mean, you talk about an act of tremendous proportion, what Christian did. He used the proceeds from the single, and that to go to research, right, on this?
Yes, so for my first single, Missing Part of Me, we gave all the proceeds to Vision of Children, which, you know, it was important to me, and I really, you know, thought it was a good idea. And Vision of Children is incredible, and they do incredible work. So I'm really excited. And actually, I'm really excited. We have a single coming out really soon, and I'm super excited to share it with everybody. This is my first original that I wrote myself. So this is the first ever song that I've written by myself, and we got to produce it and make the song with Hunter Hayes, who is an incredible artist, and we met through him through Children's Miracle Network, and we met Children's Miracle Network. They chose me to be one of their champions because one of their hospitals is actually Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where I got my surgery. So that was really, really cool, and it was so exciting to be able to work with Hunter and just make, you know, my first ever written song, which I was really, really nervous about, by the way.
It sounds fantastic. We don't do it often, but we would love for you to come into the studio at the airport at your convenience next couple of weeks and maybe have that song sung, if you're up to it. We would love to have you and love the audience to hear it. How's that?
Oh, well, that would be great, but it's not finished yet. It's still going through production, and stuff. So once it's done, I can't wait to share it with everybody.
And when it's all said and done, you'll share it. It'll be great. It's a wonderful story, Christian. Continued good wishes. Get better and everything else, 100%. And we look forward to meeting you. How's that? Tremendous stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to make an appearance.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.